This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
I'm 10 years old, and wow. I wanted to know about Harry Potter. It's like witchcraft and all about magic, so I just wanted to know what it's really about.
Well, that's what it's about. It's about witchcraft, it's about the occult, it's about magic, it's about seances, it's about spells, it's about all kinds of things that the Bible says are bad. I read an article where the author of that, I forgot her name, but she hates Christianity. She is against Christianity.
Number 5.
In Genesis, it talks of two trees, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Mm-hmm. It also speaks of the tree of life. It really doesn't go any detail on the tree of life. I feel like it must be significant to have a name.
You'll notice that later on, after Adam and Eve sinned, the angels were put there to stop anyone from coming back into the garden. And the theory mm-hmm. is that they would eat of the tree of life, and in so doing, would stay in the fallen state instead of the glorified body state. So some think that that may lend credence to the idea that the tree of life is this tree that as you eat it, you live. You continue to live forever and will never die. And so that's what it seems to be from the context of other stuff.
Number 4.
Why does it other preachers preach about the book of Enoch?
Well, they should when they're going through the book of Jude as they preach. It's mentioned in there, so there's nothing wrong with preaching about it. And the book of Enoch is not scripture. It was referenced by Jude, and there are other books in the Bible that are quoted but are not scripture. But what is inspired is the Old and New Testament, those books that the Christian church and the Jews recognize as being authentic and inspired of God.
Number 3.
Why do we as Protestant Christians believe that the pulpit replaced the altar?
Look at it this way. God is up in the sky and we're down on earth. And so there's a vertical line between. Put the altar in the middle. The altar would be like this, where we're down here and we offer sacrifices in the Old Testament, up towards God. So there's a difference in that. The altar is a sacrifice to God. The pulpit is the preaching of God to people.
Number 2.
The question is, he formulated an idea that God created multiple people, multiple Jesuses, if you will, all around the world to reach all of the cultures with.
That's not true. Okay, try this. John 14:6, where Jesus says, he is the way, the truth, and the life, and nobody comes to the Father but through him.
Okay. So I did exactly what you just said, and
good.
He believes that they all have their own.
But here's the thing. Jesus said he alone was the way, the truth, and life. Nobody comes to the Father but to him. And say, that means all other messiahs are false.
Number 1.
It's okay to flirt.
Yes, sir.
In marriage, right? Let's define our terms first. So flirting is to behave as though you're attracted to or trying to attract someone else. That is foolishness and ungodly behavior. It has no place in a Christian marriage or in a Christian's heart. It is inviting trouble, and it is giving to someone else what belongs to your spouse. And we have to understand that as spouses, we need to continue our covenant commitment to our spouses. A covenant is a three-way covenant in marriage. It's vertical between the couple and God. It's horizontal between the couple and the people with the witnesses. And it's internal between the two people. And it's a promise to keep themselves to one another. The issue of flirting is to attract someone else. Well, once you've done that and you're married, you have no right to continue to do that with anybody else.
And now, the end Quentin time!
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.